The Goody Side of the Goody Naughty Book. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Goody Naughty Book by Sarah Corey Rippey. The Goody Side. Honor Bright, President. When Honor Bright went to live in the country, the very first thing he asked for was some real live geese, to join the chickens, and the pussy, and the rabbits already on the farm. "Will you remember to feed them every day, son, if I get you a pair?" asked his father. "Yes, papa," said the little boy. "Honor Bright!" When he promised Honor Bright, he always kept his word, and he said Honor Bright so many times a day that finally Honor Bright became his name. "Quack, quack!" cried Mr. and Mrs. Goose, the day Honor Bright's father brought them home. "What a fine place!" "Isn't it?" said Mother Hen. "And just wait till you know Honor Bright!" "Just wait!" echoed the Rabbit Gray family, and Mr. Tea Cat. Honor Bright was as good as his word, and the geese grew fatter and fatter and fatter. "Good morning, Mr. Tea Cat," cried Mr. and Mrs. Goose early one morning. "Had your breakfast?" "Of course," answered Mr. Tea Cat. "Honor Bright always feeds me the very first thing." "You must be mistaken," cried Mr. and Mrs. Goose. "Honor Bright always feeds us first." "But Honor Bright gives my children their breakfast very early," cackled Mother Hen. "Well," squeaked Father Rabbit Gray, "we've all had breakfast, and that's the main thing. Now let's make Honor Bright president, because he's so good. That's the way people do, you know." Just then Honor Bright came out. "Hail, President Honor Bright!" they all cried. "Honor Bright," thought they said, "I love you." And really, it meant the same thing. Rose Red and Ruthie. It was Rosemary's mother who named her Rose Red. Rose Ready it was at first, because Rosemary was always ready to help. Then it became just Rose Red for short. Rose Red had much of the sweetness of her name flower, and few of the thorns. That is why, when Ruthie slapped her, Rose Red didn't slap back, but she came home crying. Rose Red's mamma gathered her up in her arms and comforted her. "Ruthie's probably sorry now, dear," she said. "Perhaps she will tell you so by and by. Will my little girl be Rose Ready if she does?"
"Rose Ready for what, mamma?"
Rose Red sat up and dried her eyes. "Rose Ready to forgive." Rose Red nodded.
"I think I'll gather the..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?